sing it.
Abound,
oh Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much for all you've been to us, all you've done to us, and all you've said to us. We appreciate you. Thank you for those testimonies. We appreciate you. We do not take you for granted. We thank you. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our finance. Thank you for the children at the children's church. Thank you for everything. We just call to thank you. Speak to us. The Bible, the Yoruba says that where two brothers enter the same room and they come out laughing, they didn't tell themselves the truth. Say the truth to us. Let us know what we need to know. Let the believers be edified. Amen. Of course, where the devil is, let him be terrified. Amen. And let Jesus alone be glorified in this room. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. You're just clapping, you're not celebrating. Hallelujah. Amen. How are you doing? Awesome, awesome. Amen. Look at your neighbor from head to toe. Tell them you look good. Talk about their glasses, their necklace, their dress, their shoes. Come on. If nobody's smiling, you're not talking to them. Leave your seats. Come on.
Oh, yeah, they got you. Oh, yeah, they got you. Oh, yeah.
You're not leaving your seat. Come on.
Oh yeah.
If someone is frowning, make them smile.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
There is no one like you.
There's no one like you. Oh yeah, di
oh yeah, di
gagi.
Oh yeah, di gagi.
Oh yeah. Be seated. God bless you. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Thank you, music team. Particularly Lester. Thank you. Thank you. I want to take this message, this series, to another level. I want to read to you Psalm 49, verse 20. Amen. A man. Nobody's name was put there because your name is applicable. Who is in honor? If you're in honor here, raise your hand to me. You don't know you're in honor? Yet does not understand. One version says, does not know. It's like a beast that perishes. When you receive that doctor's report, and you're shaking like an unbeliever. When your financial analyst tells you, by December, you crash and you are shaking like the leaf on top of water. Fill in the blanks. When your wife said, this evening, when you come back, you will not meet me at home. A man who is in honor and does not know and doesn't understand that he's in honor, that person is worse than the beast of the field. If God has raised you up to honor, and you don't know, you are worse than the beast of the field. My prayer this morning is that everyone here will understand honor. In Psalm 8, verse 5, we just were gossiping. In fact, let's read from verse 4. What is man? We are coming from Sodom and Gomorrah right now. They are against God. Who is man? If you're a man here, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They are talking about Anthropos, not a male gender. A human being. That you are mindful of him. Or the son of man, that you visit him. Verse 5. You have made him little, lower than the Elohim. Angels there means Elohim. The translators didn't know what to put. They just put angels. So if you have a good Bible, you imagine Elohim is written there. Meaning that tripartite God. God has made you a little lower than you. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. He's not going to crown you. He has crowned you. Therefore, anything taking your honor from you, anything slicing you down, in the name of Jesus, is restored this morning. Can I have an amen that will remove this roof? Let your believing show in your amen. I was driving around Use in Abuja here. I just bought a car for my wife. The color is so unique. Many years ago, not today. Many years ago. And I heard a screech from my back. Someone was going to hit me. I just thought about it. What am I going to tell my wife? Now, I bought the car, but she loves the car. I don't even know why I took the car that morning. And the car was like a Camry. It wasn't a Camry. It's called Orion. It's an Australian breed of Toyota. It was very expensive then. Then the car moved from me. I moved to an SUV. The SUV that I could count how many that were in town at the time. And hit the car. The owner said, the problem is this. It's not that you hit me. Why did you shift? And God told me that was honor. I just entered my car and moved. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy honor. If you believe me, shout hallelujah. Cost is a major thing You saw that testimony of that brother that had an accident. His mates that had such accidents are dead. They buried them. They've forgotten them. That was the service I came here. I didn't plan to mention this. And the Lord told me, if you don't believe God, I listen to God, then you don't need to be in this church. The Lord told me this would have been your funeral. But I made sure you are here today. That day I knelt down before the Lord. I said, thank you. He told me, I didn't think about it. It's honor. It's honor. The day you are born again, God could have taken you. It's honor. You are left behind because you have an assignment. So, honor is, the Bible says a prophet does not have honor in his own town. Because the prophetic, or what God has sent you to do, and honor, they go hand in hand. Major thing that makes a person not to have honor in his life, they are curses. There are many Christians, too many Christians that are operating in dishonor. They have a curse operating in their lives. Please don't think I'm not a new creation reality pastor. God blessed Abraham. When he cursed him, he didn't curse him because he has blessed him. But he cursed the ground for his sake. So he cursed the work of his hand. Eve was not there when he was blessed, so God cursed Eve directly. I want you to know that as a Christian, you can be cursed. But the work of your hand can be cursed. Your health can be cursed. Your family can be cursed. Several things can be cursed. Yoruba says, Adakeja. In other words, it's quiet, but it's fighting you. You don't know why you're not making it. You don't know why you're not breaking through. The best of us. Some of us are dealing with a curse in our lives. I pray in the name of Jesus. Anything the devil has cleverly hidden us shall be revealed in the name of Jesus. There's something called collective captivity. That's why you see in a family, and I'm not saying that's your case, but many cases, many times, you see all the sisters are not married before 50. Why? There's something called collective captivity. That's why when you're from a certain village, some things happen to you. People don't grow up to 50. You saw how a major singer in this city, in this country, came here and gave a testimony on the stage that nobody has been 50 in her family. Except her. That's why she's celebrating her 50th birthday. There are many dimensions with which causes operate. A man who is in honor and does not know. You can't revolt if you don't know you had it. Somebody here will rebel. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. There are towns you're from. There are countries you're from. The color of your skin. I told someone, I said, you're already disadvantaged because you have accent and you have this color. You better wake up. You better wake up. Some things you call normal are not normal to some people. You better wake up. In Proverbs 26, verse 2, I don't have time to read from verse 1, so I'll read from verse 2. Like a fleeting sparrow, like a flying swallow. Sparrow and swallow, they are birds. So one is fleeting, it flies straight. Where it's going, you can tell. But swallow flies, lands. Flies, lands. Flies, lands. A curse without a curse shall not alight to its intended victim. Let's read the Amplified so that you understand. Amplified. Like a sparrow, okay, it's a sparrow that wanders. Beg your pardon. Like the sparrow in our wandering. Like the swallow in our flying. So the causeless curse does not alight to its intended victim. When someone says something to you, or something is happening in your family. It was Pastor Kalejai that was the first person that said it, that in his house, not everybody don't eat the same thing. So that if one person will die, not everybody will die. People have choices what they eat. I said, I got to my thoughts about it. That makes sense. So someone is not sentenced to rice or beans. It's what they want to eat that they eat. When someone in the village does a bundu bundu, shele, 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 raise one leg. And blows that thing to you. Maybe a week, 2 weeks, a month. The thing flies like a sparrow. He's wondering. He's looking for you. Many people, I think some people died in Kaduna looking for Bishop Oyedepo. Your life has been hid in Christ with God. That's why you see in African magic. They call someone's spirit out. That person is lying down at home. But they call someone out. That person is the person that was born again. That person is hid in Christ with God. You must understand this. You must know this. So when they blow that thing at you, a curse does not mean you no go better for it. It's part of it though. But a curse means you are empowered to fail. Naturally, you are not supposed to fail, but you are empowered. Blessing means you are empowered to prosper. Someone here, in the name of Jesus, from today, everything you lay your hands on will prosper. In the name of Jesus. We don't have one person amongst us that has a near success syndrome or failure at the edge of success. Everything you lay your hands on will prosper. So the thing starts to wonder. When it doesn't find you, it flies straight to the owner. So, I've looked for Biodun, I didn't find Biodun. It flies straight. The person can be walking the farm. He just see that thing. Boah! If he doesn't find him, he looks for his child. That's why don't curse people. Because you don't know what they carry. I pray that a curse without a curse will not ally to you. In the name of Jesus. But what I want you to see is that every curse must have a cause before it gets to the intended victim. There must be a reason. Whatever reason it is that the enemy is ruining your life, the Lord takes over from now. In Ephesians 6 and verse 1. Ephesians 6 and verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It means two things. Your parents in the Lord and your parents. If your parents tell you, let's go to one Ubundu Bundu. Like I have one incision on my chest. My grandmother did it. So nobody will kill my grandson here. Because in my own town, if you lie down to greet someone and the person puts their hand on you, you are gone. So that was what that woman knew. All of that has been broken. Amen, somebody. So you don't obey your parents because they are your parents. You obey them if they are in the Lord. If you notice, I'm sorry to say this, but be taking cognizance. They have defied pastors, kings. You know who they are moving to now? Parents. It's the parents of this overrated. Don't follow them. Most people sponsoring their campaign don't have parents. Or their parents are not like yours. Their parents didn't go through what your parents went through. Even if your parents were bad. You didn't determine the father that brought you to the face of the earth. God determined it for you. You didn't determine your mother. God determined her for you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I want to be hearing phone calls. I want to be hearing several things after this service. Any wall of partition the enemy has put in place, let it be mended in the name of Jesus. Any ladder the enemy has been using
to enter into you, to come against you, may be mended right now. Some of you are going through things right now because you've not been honoring to your parents, particularly your pastors. If you make amends, you'll be shocked how it will lift from you. 3 hours prayer at night may not be necessary anymore. You just be giving thanks. Let me read you verse 3. Then I'll read the NLT or the Amplified. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promises. It's the first commandment that you don't just do because you love God or you love the pastor's face or you like his message. It comes with a promise. Verse 3. That it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. If it's not well with you, and if there's something wrong with your lifespan, something is wrong somewhere. Dr. Mike Murdock said, all my siblings are foolish. My father is 97 years old. And none of them, and they're rich. He told me about one that had jets for rentals. None of them decided. In America, and that's what you are copying, when someone is 50 or 60, you can't wait to abandon them. They have old people's homes. In China, in Asia, the fight, the only fight among siblings is who takes the parents. Now you are emulating it. When some parents are old, they behave like children. There's a saying in Yoruba that when the rat becomes old, he sucks the baby. You must understand that they are old people. Understand everything God has told you. You are going through stuff right now because you are not honoring your parents. That he may be well with you. If he's not well with you, you are not honoring your pastor or honoring your parents. And that you may live long on earth. Is the first commandment we promise. This is Ephesians. This is New Testament. This is the man that shared on grace. He's the custodian of the doctrine of grace. He told you, you must do this that it may be well with you on earth. Dr. Murdock said, I don't pray for long life. I just honor my father. I don't have a mother again. I just honor my father. He prays to the father every morning when he was alive. That man at 96, I saw him, not that he told me. He was taking chocolate. I saw him. I said, huh? Charlie. Chocolate makes you grow old. Amen, somebody. If you look at Dr. Murdock, for example, he doesn't take one soda. He has many colors in front of him. He has done many things I've seen before that are against my belief about health. He has been to the hospital. He's been operated on. But he didn't die. Recently, someone called me from the office that he just got married. Someone, they said, was going to die. I don't pray for long life. I just honor my father. That he may be well with you and that you may live long on earth. Your life will not be cut short. Like that brother, any car you enter, if someone was appointed to death, you will stand out there. In the name of Jesus. I want to read the Amplified to you, Ephesians 1 to 3, Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord as his representatives. For this is just and right. Everything the enemy is sponsoring is for you to think, what are they talking about? You are the one that have not been old before. They've been young before. You are the one that have not been old before. Be smart. You can think something's trending. You can like your friends. You think your friends are everything. Those are people that will never leave you. Too thick and thin. Your friends can abandon you. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. As his representative, for this is just and right in his sight. honor.
He explains in the Amplified, esteem, value as precious. Esteem and value as precious. Both your parents and your pastors. You can leave a church.
Why?
I don't believe in that pastor. But find one and plug in. The Holy Ghost started church. Don't believe in those people that say, I saw a vision. God is disappointed in churches. It's a lie. Ephesians 4:14. Now, till we come to the knowledge of faith, to the unity of faith, to the fullness of the stature. Till we come. Church will exist. Hallelujah. Let's read on. Esteem and value as precious. Your father and your mother. This is the first commandment to promise, with a promise, that it all may be well with you. If you're honoring, if something goes wrong, just go to bed. That all may be well with you and that you may live long on earth. Let's look at verse 3 in the New Living Translation. New Living Translation. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well with you. And you will have a long life on earth. Do you need anything clearer than that? Say in the name of Jesus, all will be well with me. Say in the name of Jesus, all will be well with me. Bible explains to us that God is moved by this. Your parents are moved by this. Your pastors are moved by this. I tell you the truth, I lie not. Sometimes I'm tired. And they say, such and such brother wants to see me. And I lighten up. Oh, let him come in. Oh, let me see him. He's going to be the last person before I go away. Why? He's honoring. There's someone that comes to complain all the time. Talks about what is wrong in church all the time. He never sees something good. You hear quotes when you come to him, the energy she or he carries is not nice. There are many people that want to see me. I said, go back. Smile and come. Why? Because this is giving you this favor. Not only me. It's giving you this favor. You just behave like you've been sucking lemon all through the year. Why don't you turn that lemon into lemonade? Hallelujah. Honor activates favor in your life. That's what I'm saying. Oh, pastor just shows up at your wedding. Ah, why? How? And the weddings are Lagos. Ah, why? Favor. Not that he doesn't have what he's doing. Not that you give him something. He just likes you. You made a lasting impression based on what you've done. Now, if I didn't come for a wedding, that doesn't mean I'm just explaining to you that favor, honor can breed favor. You know the most foolish thing is you dishonor somebody, but when is honor? When you want favor, you expect the person to respond to you. It's stupid. It's stupid. You expect things from people, but you're dishonoring. You can't hear from this pulpit. You can't hear me abusing the president or the vice president or someone. Because I read in the Bible that you must honor kings. What happened to those who are dishonoring? I don't know. I don't know the Bible they read. I wasn't raised that way. No. I was raised to challenge things. It takes a lot of discipline to speak for 1 hour and not say something against the government. There are many ways you can make your intent known. I'm not saying be quiet, but you abuse everybody. No matter who comes, you abuse. It's when they have gone after 8 years that you say, oh, really? We really enjoyed that tenure. There's nobody except you that you don't abuse. And you accord that to intelligence. No, it's just lack of intelligence. The Bible says when you're quiet, someone looks at you and says, he's wise. Silence is golden. Speech is silver. You just talk.
you think is when you react and you talk and say, this government, they went to fight in one country. Nigerians went to fight. And they say, do we have an ambassador here? I wish I was the ambassador. I will abandon them. You went to fight. You are not even afraid to fight in another person's country. Bringing out cutlery, bringing out axe to fight someone on the street. And you expect the ambassador to perform magic. No, it doesn't work that way. You should have gone to report to the ambassador. Then he will stand up for you. But you didn't know you had an ambassador then. You went down. You even saw normal people that were not part of the fight. In the university, if someone is not in cult, they don't hit them. You hit normal people. In war, civilians, you don't shoot them. You shot at normal people. And you are saying, do we have an ambassador? We don't have. I know some of you don't agree with me. That's okay. When you get to my level, you will understand what I'm talking about. Amen, somebody. God is moved by it. Can I talk to you? Do you know that even the devil likes honor? Even the devil. Pastor Leke Sanusi preached here when he was looking for a child. He wasn't born again then. You remember? At Dizzy Dome. He danced before the devil, himself and his wife. They began to float. Even the devil likes honor. Some of you think when you come to church and you're looking at your phone and you walk out, you think that is modernity. I heard a pastor say something. You may not agree with it. He said, if you walk out before the grace, you walk into disgrace. I wouldn't say that. But a lot of people are walking into disgrace because they didn't wait for the grace. What are you rushing to do? Nothing. To talk at the car park, to talk at the foyer. What are you rushing to do? Are you hearing somebody? Let's talk to the person in the church. Dishonor is the womb of delay, death, tragedy, shame, denial, and disappointment. I met a human being, a lady, that more than 7 times they've done the engagement. Anytime she took someone home, that's when the relationship break. The mother was staying in someone's house and got pregnant for the man. When the owner of the house, the person that brought her in, was not pregnant of any child, out of bitterness, the woman spoke and said, since your daughters will not even have any child. This is not something I read in a book or a fiction. I met the lady. The person that spoke later had 2 children. One of the children is my friend today. That's how I got to meet her. She attends a living church. She's a Christian, but that curse is just there. If anybody came here with a curse, it will be broken. In the name of Jesus. You know what I thought about it? Who is our pastor? Why did she? All these years and it wasn't broken. That's why I take every church service seriously. I make some statements. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, if anybody came into this room or you are under the sound of my voice and you are genuinely connected and you are under a curse, is broken right now. Can I have a receiving amen, somebody? Honor, birth, divine speed, and help. Never expect to receive anything from someone you dishonor. Someone dishonored his father. When the will was read, he was expecting that the father was going to will everything to him. No, it doesn't work that way. The father willed everything to someone that was not his biological child. This is a true story. Never expected. You've been attending church for 10 years. The pastor doesn't know you. The day you come and say, and nobody knows you. Just do your thing and walk out. I want to sign this acknowledgement. They told me,
Who knows you? Nobody. I'm sorry, you're not a member. How can you be in the place for 10 years? I've been living in Guzabe here for 10 years. Those who came to church that you are seen as workers, ushers, protocol, they join like you. If everybody behaves like you, what would this church look like? The person handed this microphone is a volunteer like you. If everybody behaves like you in this church, what would this church look like? Amen. In Romans 13, verse 7, are you getting something? We're talking about a new beginning by wisdom. In Romans 13, verse 7, are you bored? Render therefore to all their due. Taxes to whom taxes are due. Custom to whom custom are due. Fear to whom. There are people you should fear. I fear nobody. Anybody, mark that place. Don't pass that place again. I fear somebody. There are things. Now, fear doesn't mean that I'm afraid of them. It's reverential fear. If you see me in front of them, you say, is this possible? I shake daily by design. They're even telling me to relax, but I'm the one shaking like that by design. I'm someone they call Gio. Gio means general overseer. You oversee everybody. If I don't have somebody I'm submitted to, you won't catch me for it. But I deliberately put myself under people for a reason. Fear to whom? Fear. New Testament, Romans 13, 7. And honor to whom you are supposed to give honor. Never marry a man who doesn't honor anybody. Who are you? Who are you? I repeat it. Who are you? It's just 2 weeks. You will see his true color on you. Who are you? Ask questions like, if there's a problem, who should I report you to? Who? Then say, that pastor, that man, then you know you are in the right place. But no, nobody really. I'm just, really? It's not correct. There is a divine order. What's the divine order? There is an honor due to somebody. You must give it. You must give it. Don't say I'm modern. Don't say I travel every time. There's an honor due. Don't say, I'm an Igbo person. They didn't raise me that way. Raise yourself. Thank God I schooled in this part of Nigeria. That's where I got my boldness from. Because if you're not bold, you can't survive. So I knew I had to survive here. And I had to be bold. But there are other things I learned growing up that I checked the Bible. I don't agree with everything Yoruba says, but the one that correlates to the Bible, I believe in it. I don't agree with everything Igbo says. I don't agree with everything Hausa says. But the ones that go with the Bible, I go with it. If all you do is the way I was raised, what I'm used to is what, where's growth? Your siblings should see you and they should be shocked. That's growth. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will stand out. In the name of Jesus. When you have learned honor, you've learned a major secret. We don't just honor people in Koza. We need our money. You see, I tell you the truth. When we started giving 1 million honorarium, we went learn. I didn't have 1 million in my account. This person blessed us like this. I call all the leaders. I call the accountant. Pack everything. Sell things. Sometimes we give the honorarium. We tell the person, take 250,000. We will be giving you till it's complete. We didn't get here in a day. I say this under God. We didn't get here in a day. I don't know if you have read Galatians 6 verse 6 before. Surely you've not read before. Let him who is taught in the word share all good things with him that teaches. All good things with him that teaches. That I remember of. I'm not saying I've done it all the time, but I remember. Nobody has taught me something. And I went, wow. Ah! No. And I kept quiet. No, I must tell the office, please, you have my account number. Send something to that person. Or I write the check. Because of Galatians 6:6, verse 7. What does verse 7 say? We use this scripture for unbelievers, but it's not. God is not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that is what he will reap. Don't take it from verse 7. Start from verse 6. Contextually, he wasn't talking to unbelievers. He was talking to believers that have listened to the word. They were blessed by the word. Something shifted in their lives and they kept their bosom. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will stand out. It's not a cliche that I say that if one person will make it in your family, to be you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you've learned or not, you've learned a big thing indeed. A big thing indeed. Honor creates what knowledge cannot create. What knowledge can do for you. Oh yeah, I know this, I know that. There's a way you even talk. The person says, I'm not interested. In Matthew 15, verse 4. I want to read from 4 to 6. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. He who curses father, let him be put to death. Whoever says father to his father or mother or prophet, whatever prophet you have received from me is a gift to God. Verse 6. He needs not honor his father and his mother. Thus, you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. By your oppressions, by the culture you have embraced, by things you believe in, you have made the word of God of none effect. Please, get this. This is not saying, oh, you can take a portion of the Bible and make it of none effect in your life. No. In other words, what should have happened to you because of the Bible? Because of what the Bible says or because of what God says? Amen. What should have happened to you? You avoided it because of your culture. What's your culture? Even if you say thank you when someone says, does something for you, it's old. In my hometown, if they want to greet you, it's 30 minutes. You'll be thinking from a learning, hey, when I go to hometown, what will I say? It's 30 minutes to greet you, to say welcome. Is that strange? I need to tell you this from, so you know where I'm coming from. Good morning. They will follow you. Everywhere you're going, they will follow you. I don't want to, you know, some of you don't believe I can speak a kitty, so I don't want to tell you what they say. They will greet you for until you say, I'm okay. They will greet you. They will make sure you're fine. Someone will even greet you in church. You won't even answer. And you're in church and you're a born-again Christian. When was the last time you spoke to your father or your mother? When was the last time? You are keeping malice. That's why it's not well with you, and that's why you don't expect to live long on the face of the earth. This is well pleasing. When you walk out of your parents' place or you walk out of pastor's place and your honor is well. Catholics will never put their priest in their mouth. Muslims will never, because they've read this in the Quran. It's only Christians that were not taught. They received a secular education first and they didn't receive a theological education. They don't know. He said, you err because you don't know scriptures. You think you are modern. There's something wrong. Where did the English come from? From England. The Queen of England is the head of the church. The most rude British person, when he sees the Queen, please, if you find the passport of the Queen, show me. She doesn't have one. She doesn't have one. If you find money with her, show me. She doesn't have one. She will come to your shop, you require money. Never. Anywhere she enters. She's not the president of England alone. Canada, Australia, India, anywhere she goes to. So before you embrace what you embrace, let's know the foundation. This is pleasing to the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will live a life worthy of your calling. Amen. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Exodus 20 verse 12, Exodus 20 verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. How many know God sent you to Abuja? Therefore, Abuja will yield an increase for you. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13, I want to read 13 and 17 because of time. And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house. And not only idle, but gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not. Saying things which they ought not. Why is Africa cursed? Japheth, even if you have an ordinary Bible, look at it. Japheth is England. Everything Europe. When you hear Shem, you've heard Semitic. Anti-Semitic are those who hate Israel. Shem is the father of Israel. Japheth is the father of Europe, Asia. Ham is the father of Africa. Go on, he was dark. Go and read it. If you think I'm sermonizing. That guy saw the nakedness of his father and didn't cover nakedness. He called his brother, my brother was dark. Those ones, they backed up and covered their father. That's why. You know, there are some things I know. No matter how much you advocate and say, Nigeria will change you. I'm not saying it won't change. Can I pray for Nigeria? It will change in the name of Jesus. And in your lifetime, you will see a change. But you know that Africa is cursed. You know. You know. You know. Africa is cursed. Somebody came to me and said, in my department, people don't like to go for evangelism. People don't like to go for that. I said, leave them alone. He said, Pastor, you have changed. I said, I've changed. Leave them alone. If I'm crying night and day that he that wins the soul is wise, and somebody decided and said, no, I'm not winning, leave them alone. The difference will show. Leave them alone. There's a thin line between pastoring and witchcraft. Witchcraft is manipulation. Leave them alone. He said, Pastor, you have to, I've changed. You have any more things to say? He said, no, it's okay. Next. Leave them alone. If you think you're smart, that's good. Be smart. But I'm the pastor of this church. You will come to me one day or go to one pastor and say, something is wrong with me. Then we start talking. Then you go back to this thing. Because I don't have any other way. This is not Jehovah Shab Shab. That I would tell you, use coconut water. Someone can do. It's the same thing I'm teaching you that I will tell you. So when you're ready, go to the PRU. Say, I've played enough. I'm ready now. Verse 17. I don't know why you're clapping. Let the elders rule well, not every elder.
But the ones who rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Pastor, I thought you were preaching about single honor. Yeah, that's for your parents. But double for your pastor. Who rule well. Particularly those who labor in the word and doctrine. They are worthy of double honor. They are worthy of double honor. Those who rule well. Particularly those who labor in the word and doctrine. Did you see the word labor? They didn't say prophecy. Because it's easy. I think one Sunday I should do it for you. Just enter the crowd and be giving word. Genuine. No preaching that day. You will know that there's labor. Or I say, oh, today is just worship all through. I just came from the airport. I have not studied. Today is just worship. Esther, come up stage. Do you please come up stage? Praise God. And we just worship. Oh, I love the set. We just worship. Pastor didn't share the word. Every day, go and look at the early Christians. They broke bread every day and shared the word. Those who labor in the word and doctrine is very angels are here. They're more than human beings, and they're marveling at what you are hearing right now. Amen. Praise God. Please allow me to say the last scripture because of time. Isaiah 29, verse 13. Therefore, the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, and have not removed they have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the commandments of men. In other words, their hearts are not with me. But, listen, praise God. Baba, they honor with their mouth. I celebrate you, sir. Celebrate you. A wise man takes away that honor away and watches what your heart will do. Oh, I think I need to focus on the people on this side. These people, they don't understand what I'm saying. Are you alive?
Yeah.
There's such a thing as honoring with the lips and your heart is not there. Pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will honor with your mouth.
Amen.
And honor with your heart.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will stand out.
Amen.
I pray for you. You'll behave wisely.
Amen.
Can I pray for you? You'll behave wisely like David.
Amen.
Your decisions will be right.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you. You will have unusual results.
Amen.
Anyone in this place, curses will not operate on you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Luke 2:52. I'm praying for you already. Luke 2:52. Look at Jesus Christ. Jesus increased in wisdom, not in power. In wisdom. Then, in stature and in favor with God and men. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not lack any of these things written here. In the name of Jesus, you'll be wise. Ah, you'll be wise. Many people that say that because I'm a Christian, they're victimizing me. They are stupid. I'm not saying all, but many, they've not been wise with their decisions. Your choices will be wise. In Romans 14:18, I'm out of time, so I need to pray for you. In Romans 14:18, the Bible says, he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by man. You can see, you can be acceptable to God and approved by man. I pray, I'm not saying everybody. If everybody likes you, woe to you, the Bible says. I'm talking about real men. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will stand out. You'll not be fighting enigma anymore. You know what it means to fight enigma? You are fighting, but you don't know what you're fighting. That will not be your portion. You will recognize the difference. You will know who to honor.
You know who to refrain from embracing. If you believe it, shout a loud amen. I want you to rise to your feet in Isaiah 61 and verse 7. Isaiah 61 and verse 7. Instead of your shame, you have double honor. Ah, except you don't believe the scripture. Instead of confusion, you shall rejoice in your portion. Therefore, in their land, in your land, you shall possess double. And everlasting joy shall be yours. Pray that prayer if you believe it. Raise your voice and pray that prayer. Instead of shame, I receive double honor. Starting from today, in the name of Jesus, I receive double honor. Starting from today, in the name of Jesus, Rakabakabakakaba. Se teribo koshe teribo. Come on, I can hear you. Rakaboko sontari baba. Instead of shame, you receive double. It's not generational curses alone that are available. There are blessings your great grandfather, your grandfather has not tapped into. Begin to tap into it. You are a Christian. You are connected to Jesus Christ. Begin to tap into it. If you don't know what to say, say everlasting joy shall be mine. In this land. Anywhere you are hearing me from. Come on, go ahead and declare it. Say in this land I will possess double. Kare bababa, don't be quiet. As you are praying, things are happening in your village. As you are praying, things are happening in your foundation. Rabobobobo, kasatani. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Deuteronomy 23 verse 4. I'm going to read 4 and 5 to you. Because they did not meet you with bread and water on the road when you came out of Egypt. They didn't say welcome to you. Because they hired against you Balaam or Balaam, if you're an American or British, the son of Beor or Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse you. Verse 5, nevertheless, the Lord your God, number one, will not listen to Balaam. Number two, the Lord turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loves you. You are going to pray from your heart. Say, Lord, you are a turner. Turn every curse into a blessing. Pray that prayer. Ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The eternal men will not come to pass in my life. They will not say, aha, so we would have her. So we'll have him. Come on, pray, 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 pray. There's nothing outside prayer that I can do for you. Pray! Nevertheless, that guy was from where Abraham came from. He had the blessing of Abraham. Nevertheless, God will not listen to him. Say, Lord, don't listen to my adversaries. Ah, pray that prayer. Don't listen to those who are making intercession against me. They don't know the whole truth. Because the Lord loves you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Deuteronomy 33 verse 6. I'm going to round it off here. Let Reuben live.
and not die, nor let his men be few. Let me set a backdrop for this. This guy called Reuben was a firstborn. What do firstborns have? Double portion. They were 13. They should have divided the blessing into 14. Gave Reuben two portions. Then the rest we have one. The reason for that is it is the firstborn's house that the father lives and dies. But he died with Joseph. He didn't die in Reuben's house. Why? This guy slept with the wife of the father. That man was old. Probably he was impotent. Reuben, the firstborn, the wife lured him and he accepted. Or maybe he's the one that lured the wife. The father knew, but the father didn't talk until day was going to bless them. He said, Reuben, you are the beginning of my strength, the excellency of my strength, but you'll be unstable. As waters, you will not excel. He cursed them. And we hardly heard about Reuben. How many of you, what do you know about Reuben today? Nothing. But when Moses was about to die, in Deuteronomy 33, telling you a pastor's blessing is more than the parents' curse. Said, from today, let Reuben live. Let him not die. Let not his men be few. Thank God for Moses. Because of that, you know Reuben today. I say to somebody here, may you live. Whatever I've been said to you, whether they chartered a coven to curse you, or they chartered an obundu-bundu to curse you, or you've done something as your pastor today, I declare over you, may you live again. Christ hung on the tree so that the curse of the law can become his. Therefore, you are not permitted to be cursed any part of your life in the name of Jesus. Enjoy the blessing of Abraham. Enjoy the blessings of God. May you live and not die. May your men not be few. Can I have a sevenfold amen, somebody? Because the Lord loves you, begin to excel. Begin to do well. May we not have anybody here that the grace upon the church is not apparent upon them. It's been called the wealthy place. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, let wealth and health be your portion in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. I want to give you an assignment. At least 3 times a day, speak words to yourself. Your life goes in the direction of the words spoken to you. Anybody you see that talks too much, don't tell them your private things. Because mouth is powerful. After God, is man that talks. Is your mouth. Is mouth that the chicken used to scratch the body, used to arrange the feathers. Use your mouth to arrange your life. Your mouth is powerful. You can get whatever you say. Maybe I will share about that on Tuesday. And I will share dimensions I've not shared before. You must speak words at least 3 times a day. It's very simple when I said it, or when I say it, very hard to do. Very hard. Faith has a spirit. He says what he believes. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You must say it. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. You can recreate your world by speaking words. The woman with issue of blood kept on saying. It wasn't what she did. It was her saying. You have to keep on saying. Some of you use some tablets. They said to you, the tablets will work in 4 months' time or 6 months' time. But you start using from today. So I said something last month, it didn't work, so I stopped. Keep saying.
Keep saying. The words of Jesus went to the root of the matter. What you are saying goes to the root. You've not seen the fruit, but keep saying. I don't care where you are or where you started from. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Don't be echo. Be words. Be containers. Therefore, you must study the word so that what you say will carry weight. As you leave this place, God goes with you. What you've heard today, you eat out of it. You allow your children to do everything. Somebody came to me and said, you want to do youth conference. They did this. They did that. I said, leave them alone. Let them do it. It's their time. However, I would do youth conference. You allow your grandchildren to do some things, but there are some things they must meet in your hand. That's your duty. That's why God will sustain your life. You know why God chose Abraham? He will teach his children. All right. He will point them to God. I pray you will not be a grandfather that is cool, that goes to club, that dresses well, that tells the kids, you can do it. You can have it. You point people to God in the name of Jesus. Very soon what I'm sharing will be scarce. You are listening to me right now. Very soon I'll be sharing it, or somebody will be sharing it, and it will be like, where are you talking from? Are you from Earth or from the Moon or from Venus? But your grandchildren, you will tell them, this thing you heard. I heard this what brought me to this level. And if you want to go to the same level, you will bend rules. You will do everything to curry their favor. They must understand honor. Whoever understands honor, you've understood 90% of what you're supposed to do on Earth. It's more than knowledge, more than wisdom. Is foolishness to dishonor somebody and what favor from them is foolishness. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, honor will not leave you. Amen. If it remains 1 second, you will escape. Amen. You'll be led for tragedy. Amen. Now I place the honor of God upon you. Amen. Everywhere you go, in your health, in your finance, everywhere, honor shall be apparent. Anything you do, honor shall be apparent. Amen. That will be your portion. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, that's not everybody. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I heard your word and I believe your word. I confess Jesus as my Lord, as my Savior. I believe he came in the flesh. I believe he died on the cross. I believe he was buried. On the third day, he was raised from the dead. I believe that right now, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Therefore, everything he did by his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, I receive into my human spirit. I receive the gift of eternal life. I'm born again. I'm a new creation. It is well with me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.